You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Kia ora, Jenna, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm very good, thank you.
Lovely to have you in.
Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah, what are we talking about today?
I've got a hot off the press memoir. Today, This is called There's a Cure for This by Dr. Emma Espinner.
Oh, cool.
Have you guys heard of her before?
Oh, yes.
You
yes,
have?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, great. She is a wonderful human being, and I do have to say a great customer of Time Out. She was working in recruitment, working a job that she didn't feel fulfilled by. Mm-hmm. And what blows me away, she sat down one day and looked at potential careers and decided she was going to be a doctor. And
wow.
Study,
awesome.
Study to be a doctor.
As one does.
And
that's inspiring.
Yeah. It is truly inspiring and really remarkable. I think also with not having a hugely scientific background either.
That's difficult.
If you set your mind to it. Yeah.
Let's see what happens. So so essentially this memoir is about being a Māori doctoral student while being a mother of a very young child, and then it's also reflective of her upbringing and how she's gotten to where she is today. So what we have is these themes explored of motherhood, being Māori, and looking at the health system from a Māori point of view. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the tagline for this book, which I think is really great, is, and I think you get a sense of what her voice is like, is, I don't know why medicine felt like coming home, but for some reason it fits. I keep thinking about how the tohu, once rewarded, can never be taken back. There are a few things in life that emphatic. Better not fuck it up.
Hell yeah, that's great.
So it's a series of essays, and there's some really reflective ones. We're about a similar age, so I really feel the sense of being a young student, a child of a single mum who is a lesbian. Her dad's Māori, but she spent most of her time with her mum and got into books quite lonely, being in the corner reading.
Yep.
And then how she steps into motherhood while studying as a doctor at the same time. Her voice is really upfront, funny, dry, sarcastic. She's got this wonderful wit about her and a determination, I think. I mean, the fact that she has written this book while being a doctor and a mother.
Yeah,
as
that's
well.
Insane. Can't even write a text.
And a really great tweeter as well.
She's a very good tweeter.
Yeah.
So I think that's, if you know her social media, that's a great sense of Emma's voice.
Yeah, her tone. Yeah, cool.
A meme queen. but I think it's really important. It's a really important Māori voice as well, can kind of straddle two worlds and see how they don't fit and where they do, and acknowledge where she's benefited and hasn't, and looking at people around her. So I think there's some amazing New Zealand memoirs around, and there have been for the last forever, but in the last few years some really strong female voices have come out, and so I think this, especially published by Penguin, who published this book, so I think this sits alongside that. So if you think of Noelle McCarthy's Grand, Charlotte Grimshaw's The Mirror book, quite confessional, honest, vulnerable, and intriguing as a reader, right? Because it's so awesome to get into someone's brain and think.
That's a lot of insights that you wouldn't usually get.
Yes, so I think it's going to be a really big memoir for the year.
Nice.
Got a huge pile at the shop, and I think her voice is worth listening to.
Yeah, would you say that are the essays all like quite different, or is it kind of all in the one world, in the one story?
So you go back. You go back to her childhood, looking at family, and then the doctor stuff is really. And I just could have never imagined myself deciding to be a doctor and becoming one. And so I just find that completely fascinating. And she's really, really into surgery, and the rawness of talking about that.
Oh, yeah?
So they are different, but then they're all interweaved and they all come together. So
in the same voice, yeah.
Yes, and some of them have been published separately and now are in here. So, yeah, great writer. She's a really great reader as well, and you can see that coming through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I want to read it. Where can I get it?
You can get it at Time Out Bookstore.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Eden Road. Yeah, we've got a huge pile. We unboxed it on Friday, so I'm really excited to share it with you.
Exciting.
Yeah. Amazing.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much, Gina.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, cheers. See you soon.
That was Loose Reads.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.